My name is Bill Sarine. I am Director of Production and Business Operations at the Walt Disney Studios. Currently, I'm in charge of a short film division that is making live-action Disney-branded short films. Prior to that, I've been in television and film production at the studio for a little over 10 years. Worked on a lot of big-budget feature films, a lot of big-budget television shows, and a lot of smaller-budget pictures as well, and just about every facet of production you can name. I also own my own production company, direct my own independent features, and am comfortable talking about just about everything involved with production.
So can you tell us any of the films or shows that you've worked on?
Sure. I worked on...
I mean, not just like pimping out or anything, just, you know, curious.
Sure.
A lot of people would be interested to hear this list.
I worked on the whole Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, so all three of those films that we did. I worked on National Treasure, the first film. I worked on about half of the second one until I launched into my new group. I worked on a lot of other Bruckheimer pictures, you know, Armageddon, Gone in 60 Seconds, Pearl Harbor. I've done some offbeat fun movies too. We did a movie called Bringing Down the House with Steve Martin and Queen Latifah. I worked on that. Worked on a lot of funny little movies. Worked on a lot of television shows. You know, big one-hour drama shows like Alias, Desperate Housewives, Felicity,
those
kind of shows, as well as a myriad of sitcoms. You know, we did Eight Simple Rules and My Wife and Kids and all kinds of different shows. I worked on the pilot for According to Jim. Lots of different television as well.
I guess first, what does a producer do?
Producer has a lot of different roles, and I'll speak film first, and we can go television second if you want. But producer means a lot of different things, and when you see credits often, you'll see producer, 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 producer.
Yeah, right.
When you see produced by, that's the real producer on the show. You've got a producer there who essentially, you know, you've got somebody who's kind of in charge of the ship in terms of, you know, the budget, the schedule, the crew, keeping the whole thing moving. And that really is kind of your hands-on producer. You also have creative producers who are, you know, working with writers, working with directors, and kind of making sure that the creative side of things is coming together so that your line producer can then go kind of execute on that.
So as a producer, you have to manage a lot of different factors, right? And it sounds like a pretty dynamic environment.
Very dynamic environment. You've got a lot of balls in the air at any one time. You've got a lot of different competing priorities, competing schedules, competing, you know, budgets, all kinds of things. And you need to kind of take all that in stride, deal with it as it comes, and you know, there's nothing shocking usually that comes across your desk. You've got to be the calm in the storm. You're usually handed things from, oh, by the way, you know, our set just caught on fire and it's burning down, to, you know, hey, this actor is sick and can't come in today, and you just have to kind of deal with all that in stride and figure out how to get through it.
So, Ed, somebody wants to drive a tank down Burbank or,
sure,
or something, or, you know, any cool stories like that?
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun, you know, blowing things up and doing all that kind of stuff. We actually... I remember we were shooting a show called Threat Matrix, a television show, and the pilot episode of that, we actually had to blow up a trailer that was faking as a meth lab, and the guy inside it wanted to commit suicide by blowing himself up and the entire trailer up.
But not for real, just in the script, right?
In the script, but we actually did it for real.
Exactly.
And he's actually doing this as the FBI is racing up to him in cars and helicopters and everything else. So we then have to, you know, arrange for protection for the cars and the people behind them, and you've got to get a wide shot of the trailer blowing up with a guy sitting inside the doorway. So how do you figure that out, because you can't actually kill the guy? So you know, much as we'd like to, you know, it's been a lot of fun. We've done a lot of that kind of stuff.
And so I hesitate to mention the term blue screen, given,
sure,
my audience, but how has technology like CG, or how has that affected the whole production process? I mean, how has technology impacted?
Technology is absolutely wonderful. I mean, it allows us to do all kinds of things that we couldn't previously do. The whole fun of film in the first place is you're telling a story through a medium where only this could happen. It's where magical things happen. It's where things happen that don't happen in reality. And so the fun about technology being involved with film production, it's a natural fit because it just enhances our ability to tell other stories and create other worlds that just don't exist in reality. And that's the real fun for us. It allows us to manipulate what we see on screen to match our vision of what we want it to be. And that's phenomenal.
So how is that different in, I guess, is there any difference in network television or film production? Is there any difference, or is that managed pretty much the same in both?
Yeah, there's a difference in terms of scale, scope, and budget. Usually, are some of the big factors. You know, film, the whole essence of film, I think, in my opinion, is to take time, to take the most time you possibly can to tell the story you want to, the right way. You know, it's not about how much time can you spend on it, but it's about caring about your shots, caring about your characters in just as deep a way as you possibly can. And that's not to take away from what the television folks do, because they do a terrific job telling some really, really compelling stories, and they just are under even tighter deadlines to pull this stuff off. They have more limited resources, and that's where the real fun of producing comes in, because they get to try and pull off what feature films are trying to do every single week. They have to do that. So the bar is set pretty high for those folks as well.
Yeah, so you mentioned Alias. That's got to be like a big undertaking. They blow stuff up all the time on there, right?
Alias was a tremendous challenge. You know, luckily, you know, I wasn't the line producer on that show. I know him really well, and he's a really, really talented guy. But he definitely had his plate full. And, you know, we were tossed challenges every week about, you know, how are we going to pull this off? And often, you know, you'd be 2 days into shooting and you still didn't even have the finished script for the episode that you were actually working on. So there's lots of changes coming at you every day about, oh, by the way, this isn't happening here, that's happening there. And we cut this page, we added this page. You know, there's a lot of just changing on the fly. But that's part of the fun of it.
That's good. All right. So enough of the business talk.
Sure.
What do you think is the coolest thing you've seen lately? In your industry, you probably see a lot of really cool devices or just neat new gadgetry. What do you think is cool?
There's a Steadicam rig that I thought was pretty cool. Steadicam is essentially a camera rig where that allows you to strap a camera onto a person, and the person is then able to move freely, and the camera stays steady because it's sitting on a float. So the cameraman can operate, manipulate down a hallway or be at a party or anything like that. So I saw a Steadicam rig that is pretty impressive. It's essentially, they take that same person with that same rig on, they strap him onto a crane that's about 80 feet in the air. So it's an 8-story building. And they've got the person standing there kind of strapped in at the end of this thing. What they do is they can lower the crane down to the ground while he's filming, and right when it hits the ground, there's two guys that release pins at his feet, and he can walk right off that rig and keep following somebody. So you can literally do the shot where you're above the city and you're walking down the alley, all in one continuous fluid motion. And I've seen it shot the reverse way, where you're, you know, at a garden party with a bunch of people dancing, and he's following kind of in and out of the dancing, and he steps onto the platform, they clamp him on and pull him back, and you get that God view from up high. So it's
cool.
It's pretty impressive, fun stuff. But by and large, I will say that usually the low-tech solution wins when it comes to physical production. You know, you're on the water, you can't figure out what kind of rig you could put this camera on that you could make it float and do its thing, and then you realize, oh yeah, there's boogie boards. Why don't we just strap it to one of those?
Right, instead of building like a roller coaster for the camera,
just strap it to a boogie board. Because that's really where we wanted to be anyway, right on the water on something that floats.
That's cool. Well, thank you very much for taking time out to talk with us today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks.